Blog Talk Radio.
I've been walking with my face turned to
to the Truth and Power Corner. Welcome, welcome. I love, oh, that song just puts me in a mood. I love that song. I want to welcome you all to the show today. Today's air date is November the 26th, 2021, 56 A.D.M. after the death of Malcolm. Yes, how y'all doing today? Today is just a open mic. Tonight, we're not going to have any special guests coming on, so I'm going to open up the mics tonight, and we're going to just talk. We're going to talk as family, but first, I have to always give honor and salute to our political prisoners and our POWs and our elder comrades that are still stuck behind those walls. We got to do better by them, fam. I want to say salute to all our Black media platforms. They keep bringing us this truth and power, this knowledge that we need. Black news for us, by us. Continue to do what you're doing. I want to say I appreciate all the mamas, the mamas, and the families that are providing African-centered education for our children. That is very essential and important today. And I want to say I appreciate you all. We got to keep doing this, keep doing the work. Salute to the Republic of New Africa, Madam President Samayat, Madam Vice President Mama Ayo, and our delegates and our officials and our ministers and our citizens, our people, our nation. That's our nation. Open discussion tonight, and I want to welcome to the show some of my favorite people. First of all, we got Madam Vice President Mama Ayo And we got Sister Sade. How y'all doing today? Come on in, come on in. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. How y'all doing?
See the land. How are you, brother?
Grand.
It's good.
Good to hear y'all's voices.
Yes. Go ahead, Mom.
So what's going on? What's going on today, Melly Queen?
So
Sister
like I said,
Sade, everything good?
Yeah, we just here to talk and discuss. You know what I'm saying? Everything going all right, sis?
Oh, yes. We've been over here jamming all day to African beats and reggae and just all inspirational.
All right, that's what's
called
up.
Roots,
you know what,
music.
That's what's
roots
up.
Roots music and melanin innervating music. Wonderful, wonderful.
Exactly. Dancing around, singing, having fun. That's how you have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, tonight we're going to have an open discussion because y'all know how, y'all know where we are. Y'all know we here. We here. We family. We building. And I be such in a messed up mindset sometimes because I be like, you know, why everybody don't feel the same way, right? You always tell me, Mama, you know, you be like, man, you have to understand, you know, our people are sick out here. You know what I'm saying? So I want to talk about that a little tonight because I be seeing things going on and I be like, man, damn, man, come on, y'all. You know, come on. So go ahead. I want to know, you know, go ahead. I want to talk about that a little bit, about us being unhealed and the effects it's having on us, on our communities, on our children, on us, period.
Well, there's a new term that's being put out in the community and in the medical world, in the counseling arena, and it's a term that we used to call post-traumatic slave syndrome. Now they're using a new updated term, and a lot of people are calling it epigenetics. I would prefer to continue to call it post-traumatic slave syndrome because it speaks to the historical dynamics of who we are in this country and the type of mental illness that we carry with us. So I know that we come from different types of families, but it's all considered black family, descendants of African slaves and the indigenous of this land. And so we have a lot of things that have been passed down through the womb and the people that we mated with voluntarily and involuntarily. And it speaks to who we've become, coupled with, remember, not everything is one-dimensional, coupled with the miseducation, the psychological programming, the different laws and expectations, even down to the different even customs and rituals that we participate in, because that's all we know, and we have not been taught in our own environment what those things should be. So we have a lot of different, for every individual that we meet, we have a different personality type because we don't know what their journey has been. Nobody has walked in the shoes with us, even when you come from the same family. For whatever reason, whatever ancestral energy that has come through the union that your mother made it with, that's a whole different dynamic. And
yeah,
some of us are called, some of us hear, some of us can see, some of us, have brilliance beyond brilliance. So it's different. I'm telling you, every single person is like a different story, and I yield on that.
I agree with you on that.
Sure.
Okay, since you got anything you want to say about that?
Yes, I agree with Mama Io wholeheartedly. I would like to share a message I heard from one of my spiritual mothers earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We want to normalize stopping telling people, hurt people,
Because behind that, there's no self-accountability for your own actions, for what you wake up every day and do to someone else. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And that loss of accountability because you saying, okay, it happened to me, so why I can't do it? And then that's the whole thing sometimes I be fighting with, right, because I be like, damn, why?
I hate for people to say, you know, that's the way it is. No, that's the way you're making it. It don't have to be that way.
Yeah, exactly.
If we all did something different, it wouldn't be that way.
Exactly.
What do you mean that's the way it is? No, that's not the way it is. That's just the way your messed up brain operating right now.
Yep, we're too comfortable.
You're right.
You're exactly right. We're too comfortable.
Unnormalize that. Stop saying that.
And that's very true, because that's the way, if that's one thing that we can say about our community, is that if there is a way in which we deal with stress and trauma and duress, thing that is coupled under this society, and some of those rituals, we want to call them, some of those ways and means of communication with each other, it does perpetuate the problem. And people say that because it has been proven true. When you start looking at people's behaviors, you find out that because of family dynamics, community, church, you know, whatever, you find out there are those dark secrets in the closet that come from families. And, you know that saying, you are your ancestor? You know, you are your ancestor? Sometimes that's true. That's synonymous with hurt people hurt people. And sometimes you may be the only one in your family, in your clan, in your environment that says, I'm sorry, that's not right. Just because we live in a society where it appears to be right and it's okay to do things that we know goes against natural law and order, that you know in your deep in your soul, you know that wasn't right. You might never admit it. You might know. Yes.
Generational curse breakers, that's what we call. Because they don't like us.
Yeah.
That's what we call them,
yes,
generational curse breakers.
Yes.
Because these are curses that are
right
on us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So you got to do it from a, you got to stand firm on the principles, but it still has to have the belief in your heart that there's still love, even though your family dynamic might not be the best. It might be aggressive. It might be angry. It might be, there's still love. You're on this mission because you love yourself. You love the people around you. You love ultimately everybody. You want everybody to be, you know, happy. You want a world to be a better place, but you might be the only one that's standing in that particular mode.
Yeah. Yeah, and I say that we, like, I look at what's going on, right? We still going through issues and different things because I didn't know that they were protesting and different things because they put new regulations out about COVID. I thought that was over.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard anything about that?
Well, not really, because I just know that there's new variants are coming, and we know a lot of businesses and now the universities. I heard, I think last week, that the University of Memphis had made it official. You cannot come, you cannot be, you cannot work in that environment without being vaccinated. So here we are.
Man. Because they said that they were rioting over in UK and stuff like that. Have you heard anything about this, Shonda?
Say that again.
That they were rioting over in the UK and different places because of the restrictions that they were putting out about COVID. Have you heard anything about that?
I heard something. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I do remember hearing that. Yeah.
Because
I'm hearing a lot about them fighting back against the government, because they don't want that garbage neither.
But see, I haven't heard anything else. I thought COVID had died down. Really?
No.
Oh,
they're trying to make it seem like it, but.
Okay.
No, they're definitely, there's new variants coming out. The cases, it couldn't have died down when they're asking people to take booster shots and then take the flu shot along with
the
booster shot.
It's a whole plan behind it. Exactly. Yeah. It's not just this COVID thing. It's a whole plan. People
see,
are going to take from this shot 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Some people are
they're
sterile.
Already feeling it.
Some people are sterile from this
it.
Vaccine. What about them?
Yes, I heard a message today. Somebody sent it to me, and it's a doctor from Canada, and they've been monitoring and taking the statistics for the number of stillbirths that have been that are on the rise. Women who were fully vaccinated getting pregnant, and the number of stillbirths. And so they said it's alarming because they are having multiple versus, you know, you expect maybe 2 to 3 per month, you know, generally. The numbers are skyrocketing. And these women, he said, what the amazing thing about it is these women are fully vaccinated. How, and the question is, how do you explain this increase in stillbirths? So my question to you, Sistren, is that There are statistics, and, you know, people believe statistics or they don't believe statistics. Some people, they don't want to hear anything you say unless you bring the facts. We've been told that there is a zero population growth as far as the Caucasoid race is considered. So my question is, we know that a lot of our people are being vaccinated, but a lot more Caucasian people are being vaccinated. I want to ask us to continue to do the research and be sensitive, because remember, this affects one and all. The COVID affects one and all. It's just not skewed one way. We need to be real, real cautious about the people, what they're dying of, what the like Sade says, we're still going to be looking at results 10 years from now because we are the experiment. Let's just keep our eyes open and let other people report, because we're not just talking about what black people are saying. We're talking about what white people are reporting. Put us out of the equation. They're talking about themselves. Let's be real, real sensitive to what they're saying, because they're reporting the numbers, the effects, because we're not researching like that.
Yeah.
I yield.
Honestly, I agree with you. You want to say anything, Steve?
I agree. Yeah.
totally agree. I'm looking at all these. And then they said another young boy was killed because he made a joke about young Dolph. And I'm like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? It's frustrating, right? But then you know that it's a process that, hey, we have to go through to get out of this. So I want to ask this question. Do y'all really think that we are serious about a revolution? Because I was listening to one of my brother comrades, my elder comrades, and he was asking, are we preparing for war? You know what I'm saying? When the war first break out, can we sustain ourselves? Because they're going to turn off the water. They're going to turn off the lights. They're going to cut off the food supply. And he asked those questions, and I'm like, man. They're not even thinking on that level. Go ahead, Mom.
If you're not in work, study, and training, no. And so, you know, a great majority of our people will react instead of being proactive. They will not be able to sustain. They will be what we call the first casualties. Because if we are saying, are we asking the question, are we prepared? Some are and some aren't. Are we prepared as a nation? No, we're going to be prepared in certain groups and in certain venues. Because, you know, eventually there'll be certain things that we say we do, and we will know that preparation time. My point is, that's not a question that should be asked right now, because nobody's talking about revolution. Where the revolution occurs is in the self-work that you do. Once you prepare your mind, and you know that saying they used to have back in the 70s, free your mind and your ass will follow. It's still relevant today. I yield.
Asha. Go ahead, Sushada.
I agree. There needs to be a lot of healing, a lot of freeing of the mind. There's, like you said, there's a few selective ones that may be ready. There's like one family over here that can sustain themselves for a while, and another family over there that can sustain themselves for a while. But the mass as a whole, no, we ain't ready for no war. We're going to have to get real selective with who we spend our time with, who we building with, who we talking to, even with our own friends and family, because everybody ain't on the same page. Everybody ain't getting it. So we got to move with the ones that eat.
Yep, and don't want to get it. It could be right there in their face. And because of the programming, the most dangerous thing is the programming of the mind. It could be right in front of your face. You could see it. It's written down. It could be told to you by the President of the United States, and they'll say, nah, that ain't true.
Exactly. But
and be telling you what's getting ready to happen. You remember, Sade, I don't know if you were tuned in, Melly Queen, I don't know you were tuned in, but I did not listen to the presidential elections when Donald Trump, after, what's this guy's name, was getting ready to end his presidency after two terms, the first black, so-called black president. But that for some reason, I listened to the speech of Donald Trump, and I can't remember when. All I know is, his main message is, we're getting ready for America great again. And I said, did anybody hear that? And people's like, what you talking about? I said, did you hear what he just said? I said, did you understand what he just said? Because he just told everybody who was white supremacist, oh, we're going to take this country back and gain control. That was what I heard. He didn't say it in words like I'm explaining in a long speech, but the manner in which he said it, we're getting ready to make America great again. I said, oh,
that's cold. Everybody that rock with him know what that code meant. And that's what I said. And I sat there and listened to that, because my whole thing was, who the hell he talking to? Because he ain't talking to no nigga. He ain't talking to no black person on this in America, because it ain't never been for us. So I knew who he was talking to. That was that all call to white supremacy. That was that all call. He was like, get ready.
Yep. Put me in office, and we finna turn this around. How about that?
And anybody that didn't know that are dumb as hell. That's why these hillbillies. This wasn't the people in the seats yet. These are hillbillies out of hills with the shotguns that don't care. They shooting everybody.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody who what they call on the lower level of the economic, he's saying, "Oh, don't worry, everything's gonna be all right for everybody, for all of us."
This girl gonna come out. Let's go. This girl gonna come out. Let's go to Middle Tennessee to. I got a. What she say? Like a, you know, like an Airbnb up there. She had one of those things. You know, they rent for their vacation. I said, okay, we gonna go up there in Middle Tennessee, right? I said, okay.
Right.
Who got a gun? And number one person got a gun. And we ain't taking no men. I said, y'all got me fucked up. Y'all got me messed up. I said, man, I better not go up with no hills with them hillbillies without no rifles and guns and no men. Are y'all crazy?
And not be prepared for.
Thank you.
Not to say that you're gonna start anything, but just in case, be on high alert.
You see the boys got convicted. That boy wasn't doing no majority. But it was their duty, because they white supremacists. Nigga, what you doing?
Running in our neighborhood. Who gave you permission?
And then you go kill him. Come on now.
Oh. And the arrogance of it is that, and the arrogance was, you taped it, and I wonder if it was, they said it was leaked, but I wonder if those three men sent to somebody else to show what they had done, and somebody said, oh, my God, and leaked it, because I don't think one of them leaked it. I think it was somebody else, and I said, oh, my goodness, they actually leaked it, because they were getting ready to show all their friends.
One of the men's sisters mm-hmm. leaked it.
Exactly. I said, what? And it's the same, and it reminded me today because we had somebody sent me a radio show, and of course it was two white people. This white person was going off saying that, calling, of course, white people, white supremacists, the great white right. So you're hypocrites and parasites because you have the nerve to sit up and lynch, burn, cut off the genitalia of these brothers in which you were lynching and sometimes sisters, and then sit down and be eating dinner, having a pick-a-nick celebration for your children, and then encouraging everybody to go and take a piece from the flesh and take it as a memento and keep it in your house. Half the story has never been told about how they lynch us. Half the story has never been told that you finna take a piece of flesh that has been burnt, charred, and take it back to your house. He called them barbarians. How dare you try to? That's why I say you have no moral authority or right to tell us anything about what is right and wrong.
Nothing. That's why I said they can't tell me nothing.
So when you do find a little, they couldn't do it. Listen, Melly, if they know, unlike that other case where the boy was running through the park shooting at his own and he got off and ended up shaking hands with the president saying that this is a good boy. He's fine. He's one of those future serial killers that he's shaking hands with. You had a tape of three white boys killing just a man who was running through the park trying to get his exercise on, you know we was in a flip and trip. They knew better. Even with the 11 white jurors and the one white boy, they looked at each other and said, I don't think I want to do the wrong thing in this case. Because I know that black man was going to let everybody know these were the jurors and this is what they voted. He better have. Huh. There was not, it could not be anything but guilty on all charges. Guilty as charged. So this is that season. So I'm not sure how 2022, but I know in my mind 2022 is going to begin just like 2021 will end. Violence against ourselves. Violence against us from others, and we continue to go down the rabbit hole. A few, not all, because not everybody goes down the rabbit hole. Some people are listening to the sounds of self-preservation. The first law of life is self-preservation, and we're trying to not only redeem ourselves and our children and our families and the elders, we're trying to redeem the race. So not everybody's going to be swept away. Not everybody.
I should.
Can y'all hear me? My computer dropped off. It wouldn't let me call back in, so I had to call in on my telephone.
Okay.
So we can finish out the show right quick. I don't know why.
Yeah, because I knew.
It just disconnected. I'm glad y'all kept talking. Good. Okay.
Well, I noticed that there was some, you know how they say the air time, there was silence, but I said, okay, maybe she's waiting for us to continue talking because I was waiting for you to drop on in. Is Sade there? Sade, you there?
Yeah, I've been listening.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have something you want to ask that And then we're going to go to the next question because I didn't hear none of it. That's messed
oh,
up.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just asking, you know, it's good that they got the conviction. We need plenty more, you know? We need plenty more.
Yep.
So.
Thank you.
Let's keep it going.
Thank you. I agree with you. That was a victory.
And, like, with our mental wellness, right? Our mental health, I look at, it's a lot of our children committing suicide, man. I didn't realize that. And we need to start addressing it. How do we address it? Because a lot of our babies are killing themselves. I saw three last week.
Well, I think that when they start, their behavior changes, they become a little bit more withdrawn. I like it that you should never dismiss when somebody says, you know, I just feel like this, what is this life worth? I mean, I just don't feel like there's no point to keep on living. I think at that particular point, they should be encouraged because oftentimes they cannot be forced. I think you need to speak with someone. I think that you need to go ahead and talk to me how you're feeling, because a lot of times as family, we say, oh, you'll be all right. Just cheer up. You know, let's do this, do that. When they really literally need to have somebody hear what's inside their head, their perspective of thinking. And I think that's one of the greatest mistakes that we may make as mothers or sisters or anybody, that you cannot dismiss what they feel from their heart, their perspective, their seat, because they're not processing it the same way we are. We obviously have, if we haven't committed suicide to date, and that's not to say that that won't happen, we obviously have some coping mechanisms. I think what's happening with the children is that because our society has been messed up, no cultural glue, even though there's family and friends and community around, we don't have good coping mechanisms anymore, because anything and everything goes. Sade and Nellie, it's anything and everything goes. Does that make it right? But our children are taking on so many stimuli. They're listening to vibrationally damaging music. They're reading about certain things. The internet is wide open. People are saying crazy stuff. Girl, how do we get them to a place of balance? I mean, we say we love them, yet they're important, they're honorable. How many times they need to hear that over and over, not just from you, but from the rest of the society that we hang around with, and they don't. They really don't. So my thing is to take that as a wake-up call and say, okay, you need to talk to somebody, because obviously what I'm saying to you is not enough.
Yeah. I totally agree on with that. I totally agree with you on that.
I would say definitely start with the healing process and be honest with ourselves and address those problems. A lot of times we want to cover it up. Now you got to address the issue and do right. Keep certain things out of your children's face. What's that boy name? What's his name? What's the black boy name? Cowboy? Got that song?
The Cowboy.
Lil Nas.
Keep him out your children's ears. Stuff like that. Feed them something better than ramen noodles and hot dogs. And talk to them and address the issues.
Yeah. Exercise. Move with them. Talk to them. Listen to them. That's one thing that we don't do. I was guilty. I'm very guilty of that, and I had to check myself a whole lot. Stop telling her, you know, be quiet and be, you know, leave me alone. What you saying? You know what I'm saying? What you want? And like I said, always, always teach them the truth, man. Whatever children or babies you come around, please don't lie to them. I mean, that's the worst thing that we can do to these babies is keep lying to them. We got to break this. We got to break this. Because
and
if
yeah,
we
they
break
have
lying to them.
And I agree.
Uh-huh, go ahead, Mom.
Because I've had people say you gonna have your granddaughter going up to school talking about white people are wicked and white people are dirty, and I said it's not necessarily, because you do tell them that the things we teach in the house, you don't be disrespectful to the teacher and other people, but this is exactly who these people are, and I've had to tell my children that. I said the things I teach you at home, I'm giving you the other side of history. The African-centered side of history. When you go to the classroom, it helps you understand better because it's coming from a different perspective, but that doesn't give you the right to be disrespectful to any educator. You, especially when you're in the younger grades. Now, when you start getting into high school, college, and you got all this knowledge behind you, yeah, you can debate and do it in a way in which is going to be worthy of discussion, but you don't just go over there and say, oh, you just white, you're a genetic recessive mutant. Yeah, that's not what we're teaching our children to do. No, not be aggressive and disrespectful. No. We're teaching them that this is your history. This is what happened. You're not going to find it in the history books, but this is the truth. And they're going to be confident enough.
But we got to stop teaching them to, oh, this your friend. Because they are not, on the other side, they are not being taught that our children are their friends. They are being, guns are being put in their hands, and our children's faces are targets. That's what they are being taught.
Oh, yeah.
So you get a three-year-old pre-K, you ask him, he going to say, oh, my mommy said that's a nigger. You get a three-year-old black pre-K. My mama said God said love everybody. Fuck it. I mean, you know. Hey, come on.
That's not what we be teaching. Because my first thing is, oh, if somebody calls you that and they don't look like you, they call you the N-word, you immediately respond with, no, I think you got that wrong. You, the N-word. And on top of that, you're a genetic recessive mutant. You're not even dominant in the world. You just, you know, who you are. You cavemen. You cave beasts. You ice people. What you talking about? You know, you the sun. I mean, you have to give them tools. You can't even take the sun. What you talking about? You don't got no melanin.
Yeah.
And they know it's true, and they wither. In other words, they bow down without being insulting. You just hit them with truth. The whole point is truth. Just like Brother Kenneth, Patrick. First of all, your melanin, they didn't touch on melanin. They said black is dominant. White is recessive, and that's why I wanted them to come on and come on and come on, because they were teaching the children it was okay, but I wanted them to break it down so they understood from their children's mind. You know what I'm saying? Because some of that they did not understand. They need to hear it. Like, you see this color right here? It's black right here, this color. And then when you get down to that white, does it have any blackness? All things in nature have melanin. And the Caucasoid has the least amount. That's why he is not blessed to be in the sun. He has to run from the sun. His blonde, stringy hair is denatured, while our fully, what they call, tightly curled hair is considered melanin-rich and dominant. That's the kind of stuff they need to hear. Because some of them, because they don't know that.
They have fur. And that's one thing we need to teach our children. And start telling them that, and like I understand this. Oh, they all the same. We all the same. We all human. Yeah, we all bleed red blood. Okay, that's because y'all are imitators. Y'all are imposters. Y'all are imitators. So, yeah, y'all can.
All animals bleed red blood too, but they ain't all the same creatures.
Thank you.
So, like I keep telling them, we are human. We are human.
And that's
not,
why I get in trouble.
And then they create a whole nother race of children when they bring with these women, like these Kardashian women. They come out, oh, I'm raising a black child. No, your child is not a black child. Your child is a mixed child because they're going to always have allegiance to their white mama.
And
they're gonna always
don't
have
forget.
Allegiance to their white child.
And don't forget, baby. They are separated from the rest of us who are here calling ourselves the workers of the world because they're part of the petty bourgeoisie. Their number one program is to maintain the status quo so they remain separate from the masses.
Look how
that's
the people died at the concert. Look how the people died at the concert. They don't care nothing about this.
No, they don't. But they going to, but whoever put it on, that black dude who's supposed to have been hosting it, whoever, he's going to be sued. He's going to lose all of his money. Because he decided that he was going to be a major promoter of that demonic.
And then he impregnated them white monkey again. Kylie Jenner, one of them little girls. She already got one baby. She's pregnant again.
That's the one that's done a lot of cosmetic surgery, booty lifting. Breast implantations and all of that. Well, he must be okay with a what they call one of them little magic dolls. You know, he must be okay with it.
Yep. Yep.
So we're okay. I mean, all I can say is that, you know, we have to, you know, cite better examples. We have a lot of healing to do in Memphis. So you do know that. There's still a lot of what we call retaliation that's going to be happening over the next few weeks. So let's just be clear. They said somebody who reported that they saw the car that had driven away from the scene after killing young Dolph, a person who reported seeing the car and let the police know where the car was. Oh, he was found shot and murdered in his house, but. So all, and I guess he must have told somebody that it was him. He gone. So when you talk about retaliation, yes, this is not a joke here.
I haven't even heard that. That's what I was told.
Somebody saw the.
It's different things that's going on because, like I said, it was a comedian that said something about young dog dying, and he ended up dead.
You see?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Because over here in my neighborhood at the gas station, it wasn't yesterday, but I think it was either, Friday. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday. Three people were shot at the gas station, and two of them, of course, died. So, and it's all as a result of this particular killing. So that's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all I'm saying. You have to be, you just have to be vigilant and keep your eyes and ears open. You never know, you know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
This is tense times right now. Tense times. And we've gotten reports on Malcolm X's daughter, one of the twins, one of the twins that was inside the mama's stomach. Nobody's talking about the circumstances, but they did put out I think Sister Catherine sent it, a notice from the family, you know, acknowledging all of the messages of condolences and that they will be letting us know in the next week or so about the memorial service of their sister. Girls, y'all. And she had a daughter who had a son. So... the legacy, depending on who they are, they're six daughters. the grandson
when
of one.
Someone murdered.
Yeah, but that was, these were the last babies that were in Betty Shabazz's stomach. You know, she was pregnant with twins. So one of the twins was found dead.
No, I'm talking about, but wasn't his grandson murdered as well?
Oh, yeah.
Malcolm X.
Yes, ma'am. In Mexico, baby.
I wonder, was it her son?
I'm not sure.
Cause and they were saying saying that it might be some foul play involved with it.
We don't know because they're trying to keep it down. Because all I know is, you know, be vigilant and keep our eyes and ears open because it will come down the pipeline eventually.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So are we going down yonder this weekend? Are we?
How are the children doing with their Kwanzaa?
Oh, no. Like I told Jenny, she better come on. She better not embarrass me. Because I don't play that embarrassing stuff. And she better come on with it. If she ain't going to do it, she needs to say she ain't going to do it and be done with it. But she crying, she learning.
Well, my thing
I
is
told
just
her, I'm thinking about it.
Ask her to see, just tell you what Ujamaa is. Talk about Ujamaa one day, then talk about whatever principle, and then she can work on her her poem after that.
Yeah.
And if she feels like she doesn't feel confident with the poem, then she doesn't have to do it. I'm just saying that I asked her to choose, and if she's not ready, she's not ready. It's all good.
Yeah.
They're already doing
do
Ode to the Ancestors, so, you know. But if she doesn't want to do another one, that's fine. That's fine. She can just do the short little things and the different artifacts that goes on the Kwanzaa table. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's
all
that's
fine.
Go down there on a Sunday so we can practice or whatever. Or we can meet at library.
What library?
Is it a library open on Sunday? I can find out.
Libraries, no libraries open on Sunday.
Oh, they not? Okay.
I don't know if the main one, the Benjamin Hooks, is, but I kind of don't think so. But I would have to look that up. But I know the local libraries are not.
Okay.
So. Definitely.
Well, we can meet, you know, just meet somewhere so we can practice.
Sister Sade, you have a pretty...
Go ahead, Mom.
I was telling Melly Queen, Sister Sade, I'm thinking that once our flyer and our news, our public service announcement has been created about New African Nation Day, I'll send it to you and you can forward it to people that you feel would be interested in your email or your messenger, you know, put it on Facebook because we need multiple streams of advertising. I know, you know, you can look up the New African Independence Movement. Melly, you can always be posting it on your page. Sister Catherine, just reminding people, come down, get involved, you know, become a conscious citizen, you know, honor 54 years of declaring our independence,
Day,
you know what I'm saying?
The Nation's Day.
Yep,
give
it the Nation's
Day.
Save the date. Save the date.
Exactly.
Go to the Eventbrite page, you know.
And what are the
dates,
Mama? Give us the date.
March 25th through 27th.
Of 2022. That's New African Nations Day.
New African Nation Day, 54 years after. Yep. After the death of Malcolm. 54 years since the Declaration and 56 years after the death of Malcolm. Yes, absolutely.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Some people call it Bombingham. So many bombs went off in that city. during that time. So, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So, yeah. Like I said, this is a great show. Like I said, I love you all. I love you all. Thank you all for calling in. Oh, look at Sister Sade. Is that Sister Sade? You still here? Okay, look like my audio dropped off. Okay, I'm going to get y'all to give me a closing statement, and then we're going to go ahead and close out so y'all can go ahead and do what y'all need to do. But I appreciate y'all calling in tonight. Like I said, oh, okay, she can't make it in. Hold on just a second. Hey, mama. Thank you for calling
in. I don't know
in.
Why. I was just talking, and all of a sudden I said, I'm not even on.
I don't know what happened. You just dropped off. So I want y'all to give me a closing together for the people. And like I said, I appreciate you all calling in today. Thank you all. This has been a great conversation always with my family. Like I said, my mama, my sister, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Y'all know what we need. Always. So I want y'all to go ahead and give us a close. And we're going to go ahead and close it out. And I appreciate you all calling in tonight. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just continue to do that self-love work and make sure we protect the children and try to find a place where you do a little bit of, have a little happiness, a little prosperity, because this is a prolonged struggle. So there are more and more soldiers that are coming. You just got to find them. You got to find them. Free the land. Free the land.
I say.
Free the land.
I say. I say. Go ahead, Sade.
Definitely agree. The inside work, but the outside work ain't gonna look right. Ain't gonna match up.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Melly, for inviting us on.
Thank y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a great night. Like I said, I appreciate you all always supporting my show. Thank you all for calling in tonight. Everybody, please continue to reach out. Reach out. We got to stay connected. We got to keep these conversations going because we are the only ones that are here for us. We got to do it. I love you all. Y'all have a great evening. All power to the people. Black power.
I say.
If I can change my color. Yeah. Sometimes I think if I can change my color, but what I wanna be. They say the whiter the brighter, you black you a fighter. 401 years of oppression, but still managed to pull up in that 2020 test. That's good credit, right? Gotta keep your hustle tight. Take care of your kids, cause that karma hit. And I ain't got no daughters, but I wish I did. These little boys I got, I swear they gotta be militant. Yeah, cause these they killing. And I be damned if a could take mine on some racist. That's why I teach them about black facing. And the KKK, that's something we can't escape. See, escape. Don't like you cause you black. They gon' judge you from the start. Son, don't want no hate up in your heart, but you gotta move smart. They gon' judge you cause you dark.
Mama, they really had kids in the field. They don't care how it feels. Slavery paid the bills. Mama, this is no more designed for us to fail. How you give a man freedom but don't give a man a bill? Well, mama, what happened to 40 acres and mules? The only time they respect us is when we keep them amused. Wait, blackface? Why are they making us out of shoes? Those stereotypes are ugly. We're going for something to prove. We gotta think harder. We gotta be smarter. They said by the third grade if I can't read, I'ma be just like my father. And that's incarcerated. What happened to proclamation emancipation? I gotta run on my history. It's a mystery. My kids will keep on bringing them slaves. I can keep missing me.
Listen, a wise man once said, education is a passport to the future. But tomorrow belongs to who prepared for it today.
Back in the days, I used to wanna be the cop.
I remember.
The good guy, till Rihanna got shot. I couldn't imagine my mama is all I got.
So they keep their knee on our neck, it's a sacrifice when we die. George Floyd, y'all killed him, it's no excuses. Over a fake 20, really, that shit was gruesome.
You mean to tell me that Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the slaves?
They don't like you cause you black.
I'm so tired of protesting, but we can't